وصحبي ومن ولاه. Just before we start, inshallah, as I mentioned, there was an explosion here in Mississauga, Eglinton, and Moore, Ontario. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep this country safe and secure. Also, a few weeks ago, there was like this guy who drove his van, and he killed many people and injured many others. So we should always make dua for this country, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep its people safe and secure. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. There is also a four-year-old girl, Rahma. She's going for an open heart surgery, and the family is asking for your dua. That's a very critical condition. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for her and to give her shifa and a long and healthy life. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, we know that he stood out, as we mentioned last night. So for example, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu did not die shaheed like some other sahaba, right? Like Sumayya and Hamza and some other sahaba, right? He was not killed. He did not die as shaheed. And he was not injured in the battlefield like Khalid ibn al-Walid and some other sahaba. He was not injured like some others. And he was not also tortured like Bilal and Yasir and Ammar and like the others. He was not tortured like them. And the ulama say maybe also there are some of the sahaba who used to pray more at night. Maybe they give sadaqah more than him. We know that Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu used to give all the time. Maybe at times he gave more than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But we know from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will be in Jannah ahead of the rest of the sahaba. He will be on top of them. Like there is a narration from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and he said the first one from this ummah who will take his book with his right hand will be Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. So Umar radiallahu anhu will be told, you are the first one in this ummah to take their book with the right hand. And he will say, okay, wait a minute, what about Abu Bakr? فَقَالُوا هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتُ هُوَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. They say, he is in Jannah already, he doesn't need a book, he's already in Jannah, right? So what made him special? What put him ahead of other sahaba, although he did not die shaheed, he was not tortured, and he was injured like many of the other sahaba? If you also think about the example of Khadija radiallahu anha, there's something amazing about Khadija radiallahu anha. She got the news of Jannah, like in Al-Firdaus al-A'la, there's hadith in Bukhari, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the house of Khadija radiallahu anha and said, Khadija will come to you with some food or drink, فَأَبْلِغْهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ السَّلَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is sending salam to her. وَأَبَشِّرْهَا بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبْ لَا صَخَبَ فِيهِ وَلَا نَصَبْ. And give her the news of a house in paradise in Jannah from pearls, made of pearl, and in that house she will not feel tired, there will be no noise for her. She will live a comfortable life. So she got the news of Jannah, and the Prophet ﷺ said she would be like, you know, one of the queens of Jannah, a very important personality in Jannah. But wait a minute, she did not pray the 5 daily namaz. She didn't. She didn't fast Ramadan. Never. Because Ramadan was made an obligation in the second year of Hijrah. She died before Hijrah in Mecca. There was no Ramadan in her life. She didn't go for Hajj. There was no Hajj at the time. The Prophet ﷺ did Hajj many years after. So, like, how come that she's at the top and she didn't do like many of the pillars of Islam? What made her special? Then you look at someone, he did not even die as a Muslim, he's not a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this man, he died, yes, he met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was young, but this man, Zayd ibn Amr, he died before the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what happened? Before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this man was looking for the truth. He traveled from Arabia to Iraq to Syria to look for the truth, and all he found was shirk. And he used to fight with Abu Sufyan and Abu Jahl and all these kuffar before Islam. And this is not the good religion. You worship idols that you create, you kill your own daughters, this doesn't make any sense. And he said, there has to be a God who created everything, right? And he used to fight with them. And he said, eventually, I couldn't find anything better than the religion of Ibrahim, Hanifa Muslima. And he died before the prophethood of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His son, Sa'id ibn Zayd, came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and they were talking about the fate of his father, Zayd ibn Amr. He was the father of Sa'id ibn Zayd. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, what happened to Amr ibn Zayd? Because he was a good man, and he was looking for the truth before you came, and he passed away before you came. So what is going to happen to him? Which prophet is he going to come after? Is he going to come behind Musa? Is he going to come behind Isa, Ibrahim? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث في أبي يعلى في عدة حديث قال إنه يأتي يوم القيامة أمة وحده. He will come, you know, every prophet will come ahead of an ummah, ahead of a nation. So Musa عليه السلام with an ummah, Isa with an ummah, Ibrahim with an ummah. And he said, your dad, Zayd ibn Amr, will come an ummah all by himself. He will come as an ummah all by himself, one man. So what made him like stand out, although he died before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one thing that all these three have is ikhlas, sincerity. And this is what is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking for you. And as a matter of fact, if you read the Quran, this is the only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requested from people from Adam alayhi salam till the end of the time. In Surah Bayyinah, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah is asking of you. Some people, they do big things, but there is no ikhlas. Maybe someone will say, for example, give $10,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 sadaqah, but their niyyah is, oh, people will say, I'm a good man. Kareem, Jawadun Kareem, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But someone will give $10, and this is the only thing they have in their pocket, but they do it with ikhlas. And at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for just doing your best, even if your best is not good enough. We'll continue some other time, inshallah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yarzuqan al-ikhlas. The question last night, if you started your fasting, your Ramadan in Canada, then you moved back home or you traveled to another country, Egypt, Turkey, Pakistan, any other country. And they fasted on a different day. So how do you do? So of course, if they fasted the same number of days, then alhamdulillah, if they fasted on the same day, no problem. If they fasted, say for example, you went there, and their total days of fasting for you, your total days of fasting is 29, then they have their Eid, you do Eid with them because you completed your month. A month could be 29 or 30. You completed your complete month. But say for example, you went there, and they still have 2 days of Ramadan. If you fasted with them, your fasting would be 32. So these 2 days before they have their own Eid, it's up to you. Either you don't fast, but you don't have to eat with them, and when they do Eid, observe Eid with them, or you fast, and these 2 extra days will be nafl, sunnah for you. And Allah will give you the reward. So the winner is Brother Javed Iqbal. Javed Iqbal. MashaAllah. Takbir. Jazakallah khairan.
It's an easy question for you, man.
He gave a detailed answer. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu fiqh. The last question is very easy. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if someone of them passed away in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Sauda bint Zam'ah and some others, he prayed janazah for them. But how come that he didn't pray janazah for Khadija radiallahu anha? He didn't pray janazah for her. Why? It's a difficult question. You have to do some research. If you know the answer, you have to email me before tomorrow, Asr, at imammustafa@anatoliacenter.ca. Jazakallah khair.